guy came, he doesn't even know he related to you, to the Chabura?
Yeah, because nothing personal, Morty, but you're the Chabura.
Yes.
It's part.
He's the
If he was invited, if he was related.
Doesn't look like more than one person.
If he was related to Linchinsky, that would be different.
Not anymore. Now he's one guy. He needs other people to make it a Chabura.
Yeah, the same thing, Alan.
You guys ready? Today. Put in the back pocket. Today's shoot. Who's another guest? Today's shoot is sponsored for Shlomo and Falls Amazeb and Rachel. Oh, another guest, Shmuley. Shlomi, whatever your name is.
Welcome back.
Omer Maxim Ben Arna Esther, Brian Demir Masveh Zara, Yitzhak Mishalamis, Yaakov Efrum, Matsubin Shana Minas, Azim Masveh, Shumu Rachaleo.
Still around the
north? Avram Mangilo, Sar Sasha was Masha, Esther was Chayafa, Dovin Mir and Peril, Chava Handel was Yehudis, and Michal Dovin Ben Chana Sara, Shira, Chana Shira. She was the name.
Don't start that. Schmoholds, yeah.
How many did you print out?
I don't know why I printed out.
Is there a minimum?
Moshe, you can't print these for us, Moshe?
Why don't you just keep track? Why don't you put a thing in the thing?
Thing in the thing? What are you up to, Sukkot?
Because you know, somehow
like
you.
4 days out, like finished, and I'm.
Oh, this is not Kitzer, sorry. This
I'm
one.
I'm not sure where I'm holding. I'll have to figure it out.
Moshe, you can't print these?
Printed out of a printer.
Yeah,
especially if
you
go to a printing shop.
You have a typewriter? Okay, let's go.
Can Gabriel make it out of a magnet?
No, you don't want that.
Print it.
Wait,
how are
you
going to
stick it?
I'll tell you where. Alakach Perry Shavim Chaveroi. You ready? Somebody who acquires the Paris means the the birds that come out of the shoivik that are born.
What are you going to catch about now every day?
Now you're only buying a year's worth. You're not buying more than a year's worth. And therefore, you don't want that the dovecot, the shoivik, should get ruined. You want it after you finish purchasing what you purchased, the next year, it shouldn't be ruined. And if you just take all the birds out of there that are born, the mama bird is going to be lonely. She doesn't have companionship. So even a bird needs companionship. And without companionship, it gets lonely. It gets lonely. Unbelievable. It gets lonely. One is a duck and one is a bird, but it's good. Anyway, that's fine. He's the same thing. Okay, anyway, we're talking about a bird over here, but yeah, good. We're talking about the same thing. Very good. So basically, this bird gets lonely, and he gets lonely. He's not going to reproduce anymore, and I don't know if he'll die. He'll just go into depression, and then has to go to for therapy, and becomes a whole long thing. So what you do is, Lekach Paris. Now, okay, fun fact.
Snapple fact.
You're reading a lot of bottle caps, you know what I mean?
I'm
wasting the bacon way too much. It's from this man. Anyway, okay, Olo Menu. So, Bales, you all right? I don't want to ruin the morning over here. Sometimes this happens. Usually we get through the daf. If we have a 5-minute window, we could do the daf.
I got to explain the jokes.
Hell yeah, it takes a few days, but once in a while.
After 3 days, we'll know everything.
After 3 days, they're usually repetitious. How do you say repetitious?
Rebellious.
Yeah, that too. That's his name, Rebellious. So alekeach. So now one more fun fact about birds. What the Rashbam says, this is not a fun fact, this is an interesting thing. The way the birds give birth is every month they give birth to a zachar, to a female, and a male and a female. Every yona, every pigeon. So yona is a pigeon, right?
Dove.
Yona is a pigeon.
Dove. A dove. That's why dove. It's a dove coat. It's not a pigeon coat.
A pigeon is not a dove. I don't know. Okay, every dove gives birth to every month to a male and a female, except for the month of Adar. Very interesting. Month of Adar, it doesn't give birth. That's what Rashbam says. It's interesting that Yonis and Ibish says, the Eros Dvash, he says that the reason why Haman was excited that the Goyrol fell onto Adar is one of the reasons he was excited because Klai Yisrael's Nimshel Yonin, as the Gemara and Bracha says, and in Adar they don't give birth. Adar don't give birth. It's a bad month for the Yonah. And if it fell in Adar, that means it's going to be successful. That means they're not going to have Mazel. That's the way Haman saw it. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line, they give birth. And when the kids that give birth every month, the Zachar and Nekeva, after 2 months, they do the same cycle. There's a lot of kids being born here. A lot of birds. Okay. They're really, really moving along. Zakeach Peir Shoev M'chaveroi. Mafriach Brecha Rishayna. The halach is, you have to, when you buy for the first year, so you're buying for the first year, so you're going to get 11 sets of birds, male and female, and those sets also reproduce, but minimum you're going to get 11 sets. Those sets start after 2 months reproducing. So you're really getting a lot of birds. You're getting, let's say, 25 birds, sets. One set, which really the Gemara says is two sets, but the Mishnah says one set of birds, one zachar and a keva, you got to leave with the mother, to fly with the mother. Otherwise, she gets depressed, and the medication's hard to get. It's not covered by regular insurance, and she'll be, it's a brachin, and it's done.
She'll leave.
Even
she'll
be depressed.
Even though they're reproducing, they're staying there?
No, they one set, you have to allow.
No, what about the rest of them?
The rest of them, he's taking.
The ones that were born in Tavis.
He's taking them. This guy bought the birds. Anymore. What do you mean who's not there?
They stay even though
the kids.
The ones that were born last year in Av.
They fly away.
So then, right, see, they're not.
They don't stay there with the mother.
Right, so there's not many that he's buying then.
No, he's buying for a year. Makes a contract for a year. For 1 year. Makes a contract. It's Chodesh Nisan. We signed a contract. I signed a contract with you, Shuli. 1 year, I get all the birds that are born in this.
So it's not
this.
A one-time thing. You're talking about every year he gets to take.
One year. I'm buying a whole contract.
Every month.
Every month, except for Adar, obviously, as we said.
That would be the seller's responsibility to leave with
him. Yeah, but why
can't take the buyer can't take it. Even though you bought for a year, you can't take two birds. That's it.
Unspoken that you have 1 month you can't take.
1 month you can't take.
2 months.
I get it. I would think that it would make sense to leave two with them, because otherwise the star is nothing. You're not going to be able to get anything out of it. The buyer's not going to be able to get anything out of it.
Depends what the bird does. Those are not going to get anything out of the star. That's not going to be.
Yeah, but this is certain for the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? He has those birds that give birth are also giving birth in 2 months from now. So how do you know what you...
They gave birth a month ago already, right?
Yeah, so now in a month they're going to give birth.
The cell is taking it with it.
That's the halacha in the Mishnah.
The one that was born last month, the cell is taking with
right.
He's giving him a bird and nothing else. A bird and a dovecote and nothing else.
No, he gets everything that the dovecote produces. So he gets
moving
the produce.
The buyer. He's the seller. The seller.
A month ago, there was one set born, and that he's taking with him. The buyer could say...
Yeah, he sells the birds. He sold them already.
He's taking the ones that were born from pre-contract?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
The seller is. Yeah, but he sold them. The seller sold them already. He had another contract with someone else.
But how did he not leave two for the mother? The same
that's what I'm saying.
How did he
sell all the previous ones before that contract and leave the mother with nothing?
He didn't sell them.
It's just, then where are they?
Still there.
They're in the Sheva.
So then why does he have to leave that first too?
Exactly.
It's a brand new Sheva.
He took two birds that are 2 months old.
Okay. It's his first
start. In Nissan, he signed the contract.
Ado, there's no kids. Don't forget.
Right. So the Nissan,
there's no kids.
So really,
right,
Nissan, you
so
can't
took,
take anything.
Right. You can't
not
take the
Adar.
Nissan kids.
Nado, not an Ado.
Ado's no kids.
If Ado there are no kids, you have to leave the Shvat kids.
Right.
Right.
Which is
Shvat is left already.
No, you always have to leave companionship.
They're not here anymore. They flew away.
Why did the parents leave?
At the end of at the end of the contract, when it comes to Adar,
yeah,
you're not taking anything.
Right, you start Nissan. That's what Rishbam says.
Right. So in Adar, the next Adar, you're not taking anything because it's Shvat.
Next Adar, you can't.
All you have is the Shvat kids.
Right.
So you're not doing it. But when you sign the contract in Nissan, you also can't take anything because there's nothing that was produced in Nissan in Adar.
Okay.
Right.
So you're taking
whatever.
You're not taking anything.
Nissan you can't take because you have to leave it with the kids.
Right.
Adar is nothing produced.
So
you're taking the first one is ear.
It's ear to Shvat.
Right.
It's a 10-month contract.
Right.
But it has to be newborns that were born in Shvat, because otherwise.
Yeah. So what?
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
At that point, they could be already gone. It's already 2 months later. They already. They have.
No,
those Shvat ones could be gone already.
Which Shvat?
Mother who already produced the previous year, then why can't you take the first two that she produces?
You're not taking the mother.
You're not taking the mother. You don't own the mother. You own the offspring.
Correct. So why can't you take the ones that were produced in Nissan? Because you have to leave it with the mother.
Right.
How is she surviving for 2 months without her offspring from Shvat? Must be a Shvat is either there or you have the same Shvat.
Covered.
Right. That's why it has to be
the seller's insurance.
The babies that were born in Shvat,
the buyer's insurance,
they never had offspring, and this is their first offspring. That's all.
I don't know. Not necessarily. It could be that those offsprings left now. So for right now, they're gone. It's 2 months later.
How long is
it's 2 months later.
Why didn't she leave?
Whatever. That's not your business.
How many years
she had from Shvat, and they're here. These hang around for a little bit.
How many years could a bird produce?
No, the Shvat ones hang around for a little bit. Now there's nothing left.
Until she's 42.
Thing.
It's a 1 year contract.
Maybe the whole thing is 1 year.
It's a 1 year contract.
No,
production is every month.
Yeah.
Every month it says.
Right, the month uses for more than a year?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Until the bird gets run over
like
by a truck.
I'm
telling you what Rishbam says. You're asking Kashan Rishbam, you could ask. Keep on asking. So that's the bird halacha. So you leave the first set of birds. Rishbam says, "Halakach breicher rishayna maniach lefroyach im aim sheoisen loy machash ken derech merchem peres shayvich laakeh breicher rishayna lias tzavos liimoyis companionship liskayim ashayvich pen yivrichu haimoyis vehu shayvich loy machar helchem mistam agam breicher rishayna shalshana zu ikiv mashayv lezui ikiv ki mashayvich." It's only a problem with the moyis running away. Okay. Yeah. So Gemara says, "Mafriach beichu shana Paris kivras. What if I'm buying kaveras? Thank you for the art school. So Paris kaveras, you sell the bees of the bee nest. So neitel gimel nechilim. You take three nechilim, umesares, and then mesares is machloikas negemara. What mesares means? Either it means that you sterile the bees, or it means that you skip 1, 1, 1, 1. Now the way it works by bees is the Rishbam also goes into a bee nest. A bee nest is he says that gimel chaburus on other shonim but gimel's manim metes yom ayud yom. So basically there's three bunches of bees that are born 9-10 days after each one is born after 9-10 days. That he says the normal way of a bee nest is that out of the bee nest beehive bee nest, same thing. So it comes a swarm of bees. Okay. And they sit, he says, the Rishbam says, "V'yoshvil ha'anaf ilon." They sit on the branch of a tree. "Umevi kaveres chodosh." What you do is these swarms of bees sit on a thing. You bring a new honeycomb. A new kaveres is a honeycomb, right?
I think they
make it, no? I don't know. It says, "Umevi kaveres chodosh." Machnisan l'soichay. It doesn't seem like that. seems that there's a guy who owns bees. This is what he does. He installs these bees. V'chein l'soif tesa yud yom yoytze nocha shol devorim achar. U'mei v'kaveres acheres rekonis. U'machnisan, he brings it. Soichon. V'chein ashlishi. V'koren lo tirtzel. So a guy who owns bees, what he does is, he watches the bees every 9-10 days. There's a swarm of bees come out. Bees hatch. They're eggs. They lay eggs and they come from the egg somehow.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
Once I'll see you in a minute. The honeycomb, we're not talking about the honeycomb yet. Yeah. Bees have eggs. And basically, after three swarms of bees that you have in your kaveris, so that's something that you're allowed to keep. He says that the Malchus Yavan in Iran, they make 7 or 8 times in a season. He says an hour Malchuzu Ruman Oisin Gimel Pamim. They make 3 times. There's only 3 swarms in a season. It's not a lot. It's not like a bird. Vashlishi says Garua Mekulum the Achrachan Garua. It's bad. So you could take three swarms. So Paris Kiris Noitel Gimel Nechilim Umasara. So you take three. The guy who buys the bees gets 3 swarms of bees. And then he's Masaras. What does Masaras mean? Masaras means the Machloikis Nigmara. Either what he does is he puts chardel around the nest by the bees, and the bees eat the chardel, and then their mouth is bitter. It's like eating a jalapeno dip, and your mouth is bitter. So then you have to go to something sweet to eat something. So the birds go to the honey. When they go to the honey, they're not busy producing bees.
That's how you sterilize them.
So yes, that's how you sterilize them. And Mela, and then at that point, they're not producing bees, they make honey. Another shot is that the first, third, and fifth he takes, and you take the second, fourth, and sixth. It's Messiah means you skip. So they will see the Gemara. Yeah, after 3. You only buy, when you spy for a year means 3 swarms of bees. Paris Kaveris Neutel Gimel Nechilim Umesaris. Now it's interesting. How can you can be Mesaris a bee? You're allowed to be Mesaris a bee? How are you allowed to be Mesaris a bee? Allah is in the Torah to be Mesaris animal. You're not allowed to be Mesaris animal. So according to this shot, you are being Mesaris. You're stopping him from having kids. So he's saying it's temporary. When the bitterness runs out, it is temporary.
You're preoccupied.
You're making me preoccupied. So they asked the kasha, by the way. I'm saying it's not like a klutz kasha.
It's not temporary.
They say that it's only temporary. Because these bees, as soon as eat honey for a little while, they get back their regular taste buds, and then they go reproduce bees. And next season, they'll reproduce bees. Same bees.
Also, serious applies to bees.
Yeah. Yeah. Any animal. So he brings down.
You're not doing anything specific. You're just fooling it.
You're causing it to not be fertile.
So you're just fooling.
It is a mice.
If you keep your cows and bulls and separate things, that would be sharp.
That you could, but you're not doing that. You're giving them something to eat that's causing them not to be fertile.
You're not feeding them. They eat themselves.
You're causing it. It's a grama. He's saying it's a grama. Okay. So I don't know if grama is allowed to, but they say that it's only temporary. You're not allowed to. You have to be careful. But the Brian said they brought a shiloh to Rabbi Yashu then in Yerushalayim. I don't know if you guys ever went down Yerushalayim. You hear the cats at night. The cats are carnivorous over there. They're like I think they're man eating cats there. So he said there was an area in Yerushalayim that had a terrible cat problem, and they were reproducing, and it was a disaster. They didn't know what to do. So they came to Shah if they could sterilize the cats. So he says that if you have no other choice, you're allowed to do it because it's causing tremendous hezek. So he says, but he didn't like the just bring the Nigerians. Haitians, klutz.
I don't get the whole thing, but they eat cats, so patience these cats, like, you know?
Yeah, they cut them up, and the bones they use for magic.
Is it really true, by the way?
Okay, you ready?
It's on the news now.
It's on the news now.
No,
right.
Okay. I'm happy we brought him in. As usually, every day we bring him in, you know. Chalas Devash is the honey that's produced in the honeycombs. So the halacha is if I buy for a year the production of the honey, so meniach beis chalas, you have to leave two strips of honey in the nest, in the honeycomb. That's for the winter. You have to leave, otherwise you kill the honeycomb. They have nothing to eat, and you kill the honeycomb. You kill the nest. Zeisim lakutz, I buy olives. Meniach shtei grupiyos, it's two twigs. We'll see the Gemara what it is, and then it can reproduce. You can't. You don't have a right just because you buy the olives for a year to ruin the tree for good. You bought only what's going to produce this year. I'm sorry to mention you. You're right? No, at the beginning, usually I mention you every morning. I forgot. Zakti Gemara. No, you're buying the olives. Both. You're buying both. You're buying everything. But you're not allowed to buy the tree. You have to leave the tree alone that it can reproduce. You have to leave the tree that it can reproduce. So that's the main thing. Vatanya. So Gemara says, Brechu Rishayna Vishniya. The Mishnah says that a guy who buys the birds, he has to leave over one set of birds for the mother for companionship. It's not true. The bride says two. Rishayna Vishniya. I'm kind of, you're right. It is two. Lekasha. Hala Halaima. Our Mishnah is only handling on the mother. The mother's companionship, for that purpose, you only need one set. For the kid's companionship, you need two. You need a set for the kid also. So if I tell him Maishna Ima, the Mistavsa Abrata, Vazuga, the mother's companionship is reliant on the kid and its mate. The Shafkinala Ihinami, the kid, the Mistavsa Ima Vazuga. She also has companionship. She has her mother and her mate. Right. So what do you need?
Three total.
You have the mother has companionship.
Or four pairs. Total.
No, there are three. What do you need four pairs? That's what Gemara is asking.
Two pairs.
What do you need two pairs? If the mother finds companionship with the kid and her mate, because she gives birth to a male and a female. So the male and the female should also have companionship with the mother and the mate. They also have two. No, there's a mother and a pair.
You have the parents and the kids.
Right.
You have the parents and the kids.
Take the kids to a mate.
Why?
No, you don't have a parent.
Each comes in a set. Yeah. So that's the Gemara's question. Why does the we just said the Mishnah says you have to leave Rishayna Ushniya.
You have to leave two sets. Means there's six birds here.
I'm agreeing with you.
You're not asking a question, you're
okay.
Explaining the Gemara.
He's regurgitating.
He's saying like as long as you understand what happened. This is regurgitated.
Shmuley, I know where you're coming from.
Your new market.
Inami tisaza imha zuga the shafkin in law ima the shafkin in law. So Gemara says ima abrato mitstavsa. The mother has a companionship just by having her daughter. But brato a ima le mitstavsa. A daughter with a mother gets no companionship from that. A mother gets companionship with a daughter. So Mela, for this kid, she's going to get depressed. You got to leave her.
How does the moral explain this one?
A TV. Paris, Kivras, you ready? Neutel, Gimel Nechilim Umesaris. So Gemara says, Bameh Mesarson. How do you sterilize it? I'm reading Amar Shmuel the chardel with mustard. Thank you, Numa. I'm Marava Meshmedi Rabbi Yosi B'Chanino. Loi chardel masalser. It's not chardel. It's not that you give chardel and that ruins them. What it does is it's a cause. I'm talking about PM chad. you make their mouth very bitter. Chayzrus v'oichlus es dufshan. And male, they don't reproduce. They don't produce.
It keeps them
when they produce honey, they don't produce kids. They don't produce bees.
When they eat the honey.
When they don't have peripheria.
When they're bloated, they don't have the mood.
The Bierchen Amar, Neutel, Achilam Besiris.
Get a headache.
Neutel, Schleuschen Achilam Besiris. What you do is you take three swarms in skipping. Masdisa Tana and the Brayza says Neutel Gimel Chilim Zachazeh. The Kamer Neutel Achas or Maneich Achas. No, so you take three and then you do Sirus. It's not three. It means you would get more. You would get three plus a Sirus. The first try is you only get three. Zach Digamara Viter. Chalis Devash, the actually honey. The rows of honey in the honeycomb. You have to leave two in there. two in there for the bees themselves. He says there's 10 or 20.
Combs.
He says there's 20. There's 10 or 20 rows of dvash. That's what Rashbam says. In each comb. And you leave two. It's a row.
Rows of wax.
It's rows of wax that
you
leave.
Beeswax.
You squeeze out.
Beeswax.
It's of dvash.
It's chalas of dvash.
I know.
Let's go to the party and make our own honey.
We should have brought a honeycomb. I was thinking of anyone. Usually I sell it before Rosh Hashanah. I sell those the real cool guys who have dipped the apple in the honey. They dipped the apple in the whole, you know, honeycomb. New chumra. But it's a new shtick. But I couldn't find it yesterday.
In
the store yet.
Yeah.
Okay, weiter. Let's not get off track over here. Chalas davash v'niach shtei chalas. Amar Rav Kahana. No, they have the honeycomb in the bottle and on top is the honey. It's just it looks good. Don't worry about it. No, but no Feinschmeck in Lakewood is touching a honeycomb. This is just a whole myth of the whole thing.
They have a better year.
They have a Feinschmeck a year.
Chalas
Dvash Niach Shtei Chalas. Amar Rav Kahana, you ready? Dvash Bikaveris. We're going to be Hilchas Tumo and Tahira. So dvash that's in the comb, ain't a yotze midei Michael olam. It does not go out of Michael. Al maksava loybay machshava. You don't need machshava. It always stays has a din Michael, even though it's in the comb. Meisrei dvash bekaveres ain't a loyoychel v'loy mashka. So you see that it doesn't have a din oichel, and in order to have a din oichel, you have to have in mind that it should be oichel. Otherwise, it's considered beef food. Beef food is not food. Amar Abaye Letzricha, when Rav Kahana said that dvash bekaveres ein a yotze midei meichel loylam Letzricha el oisin shtei chalas, means the two chalas, the two rows of honey that you're leaving in the winter, so the birds have what to eat and they don't die and they could next year start the system again. Those chalas are not oichel and not mashka because those chalas are in the bee nest to stay. So that's where we say that they're not food and they're not makabel tumah because it's not food.
It's not food until you
but regular kaveris, there's 20 rows of honey, those rows are food. They're regular food for a person. You squeeze it out, you eat it. That's how you get honey.
So what's the default? The default is that it's food. Just here, you're
when you leave it in the when you leave it in there for the birds.
So the default is that it's eichel.
It is eichel, but the ones that you leave in there for the bees, that's not eichel.
So you're mevatel it. So so to speak.
Yeah, it's an automatic bittul. You don't have to do anything. It's by leaving it there. That's a it's a default mode. Rav Amar, no, Rav Elazar. It's Rav Elazar. It's not this thing. Why? Because he says, how could you say that? Rishbam says, "Mishmastam dvash loy mashmal eshtechals el kol dvash shekaveres." There's no like, how are you splitting the hairs over here? So he says, "Rav Amar Rav Elazarhi, Amar Rav Elazarhi, the Tran kiv kaveres devayrim." Rav Elazar Amar Rei kekarka has a din of karka. It's connected because in a prusbul we said that you could a prusbul. You only write a prusbul if a guy owns karka. We had two pshatim in the early in the Masechta they brought down from the Gemara in Ksubas, right? That the whole takana hills takana of prusbul was because people don't want to lend, but most people only lend to a guy who has karka. So, because a guy only lends the guy who has karka, so maybe the takana, the gzeir that a guy won't lend, is only by a guy who lends to someone who has karka. So, maybe that takana was gebayt on that you have to have karka. So, because of a prusbul, you could write, if you own a bee nest, you could write a prusbul. Ve'enim kabel tuma, bim kaima. And it's not makabel tuma, because it doesn't have a din oichel.
Because
it's attached to the ground, sorry. Attached to the ground. Ve'aroidim enim shavas, chayim chatas. If you take off because toilish because has din mechubal karka, v'chom oimrim, so that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that's why it's not makabel tuma. All kaveras, not shtei chalas, all honeycombs. V'chom oimrim ain kosel la'prosbol, ve'enik karka, u'makabels tuma mkaima, v'roid menushav is potter. It's not considered karka, and you are chayef. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. Everything. If you have machshava to leave it, so it's a direct machshava that you're leaving it. But otherwise, all dvash is mekabel tuma. It's regular oichel. If you decide that you're going to leave it, so it's a machshava direct. Then what's it called? Then you what's it called? It wouldn't be mekabel tuma. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time to Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time to Rabbi Elazar. Dechsev vayitpel oisoi vayitpel oisoi. B'yar is davash, and the pasuk says like this: V'yonason lo shama, Yonason lo shama b'hashbia ove v'sa'am. This is a story with Shaul, and Shaul said nobody should eat over there. Machil, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure he will.
When?
V'yishlach es k'tzei amata shabiyodoi v'yitpoisa b'yaroisa davash. Ended up, they found honey, dripping honey, and they dipped it in. So the fact that the pasuk says. But ya'aras advash, v'chima inyan yar it's advash. The funny way of the pasuk saying it, lemaloch my yar hatosh mem b'shabbos chayv chatos advash aroid mem b'shabbos chayv chatos. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learns out. Meisve, Mara now asks, advash hazav mikivrasoi. Einoi, don't worry about it. I wouldn't worry. Advash hazav mikivrasoi. Einoi lo yoichel. Veloy mashka, you have a honey that drips out from a kiv, from a nest, from a hive, from a bee nest. Ain't a loy oichel veloy mashka. So bishlam labaya nicha, because Abaya's shita is that he says that the only time that we zets ein this brisa, which the talking about the shtei chalas that belong to the bees. So then it's very understandable. El Rava Kashya Konta Rava is Shver because he doesn't zet sign as Tomash Techals. I was thinking Zova Gabi Klimos. What happened was it dripped out from Klimos onto a Klimos. So in the Kaveris, in the beehive, it's considered Makabel Tuma. It's not Makabel Tuma because it's considered attached to the ground. And when it dripped out onto Klimos, it's horrible. So Melo. And went on to thorns and mailed that also it's not you can't gather it and it's not considered oichel, but he said according to this pshat klimos would be considered oichel because you could clean it out. You could just clean it. So the Gemara Meisvei Dvash Bekivrosoi Ain a Loi Oichel V'Loi Mashka. Honey in its nest is not Oichel Mashka. Chishul of Achilo Metame Tumas Oichel Mashka. Tumas Oichel Lemashka Metame Tumas Mashka. So Mishnah Labai Nicho. According to Labai, it makes a lot of sense. He's Meker Shtei Chalos. And if you're Chosh Chishul Achilo, then it's not going to be the ones that you're leaving you're not leaving it for the bees. El Rav Akashia. I'm like, Rav, a three tzachi. Chishul achilo, ene metame tumas oichlen. Lamashke, ene metame tumas mashke. That if you, right, because it's attached to the ground, and machshava doesn't help to make it like tolish. Because once attached to the ground, it's not going to help you. Machshava doesn't do anything. Tanik vostar kahana, dvash, bekivrosa, metame tumas oichlen, shaloi, bemachshava. That's a machshava, and it is like we said before. Zok the regular dvash. Only the two chalas are not what's called. Zeisim lokutz meniach shtei grufiyos. Turn around. Alakach ilam achaver. A guy takes a tree from his friend. Lokutz to cut down. You can't kill the tree. The tree has to reproduce. Magbiyan akarka tefach. You cut. You take the chainsaw. You have to go a tefach off the ground. Bekoitzes. Besulos a sycamore tree. Gimel tvachem. Sadan a sycamore. Beis tvachem. The kanam ugufanim in twigs and in vines, min apkak v'lamal from the knot of the tree. But the kolam v'arozim, cedar and date, choifer u'mesharish. You could be choifer and cut down, v'she'ein and pull it out, she'ein gizamachav. It never reproduces. So when you buy the tree, you buy the tree. Done. Fret tomorrow, mesuos sikmo gimel tvachim. Is that true? Beinon, you need three. Very minute. We're gonna ask Kasha Meshvias. In Kotz Mesulah Sikma Meshvias, Meshihi Avoida. The halacha is you're not allowed to cut down a tree on Shvias. You're not allowed to do any work on the field on Shvias that betters the field. Yudaimer, Kedaka also to do regular work in that ladder. Magbia Yud Tvachim, you pick up 10 Tvachim of Kotzes. A Goimim, Ma Meim Aretz, or you cut it off even with the ground. In fact, you're Meim Aretz with the Kashi. The reason why you're allowed to do that because it's not good for the tree. Ha'idach Ma'alav. If it's above that, it's good for it. See, right? So you don't need to be taught. My gimel tvachim malo meimar is vade kashala. Mekamelach loy mikshi kashala v'loav ilui malo. It's like it's a sort of in between stage. So gabi shviyas avdi mi devade kashala. So you got to cut it even with the ground. Gam mechamem kam avdi mi devade malo. So you go for three. But the kol varozim chayv mesharish which ain't gizamachav. The eres ain't gizamachav. Is that true? A tree doesn't reproduce. Tell me it's not an shkach pratis. If nema tamar lama nema eres, if nema eres lama nema tamar, ilu nema eres lama nema tamar. Tamar, you say, I mean, ma eres enos in Paris, at tzadik enos Paris. Doesn't either produce kach nema tamar. If nema tamar lama nema eres, you say, I mean, ma tamar engiz in machlev, af tzadik engiz in machlev, kach nema eres. So you see clearly that it does reproduce. That's why we have two psukim. Elo hachamai skin, and the Gemara says you're right. B'sha'am min erosim, there's different kinds of cedar trees. Amen Beirav, Yud Mine Arozame, there's 10 different cedar trees. Etim Amidba, Erez, Shita, Vahadas, Vahadas, Shemen, Osim. Erez is Arza, that's cedar. Shita is Tronisa, no, tell me what it is. I don't know. Hadas, pine tree. Hadas is Asa, Asa is what? Myrtle. Eitz is Shemen, Afarasama.
Eitz Shemen is
Afarasama. What is Afarasama?
Balsam,
very good. We have my Rebbe. Beroish is Brati. What's Brati?
He was your Rebbe.
How? Coxcomb?
Boxwood.
Tidur is Shaga. What's that? Vesasha. Sure. Vesasha is Shavina. What's Shavina?
Shavina.
Fred Demora, Hani Zion. That's only 7. We said 10. Kiyosh Yavdim Yomar, Hisifalin, Alonim, Amonim, Amogim. Alonim is Botany, nuts. Elm. Amonim is Bluti. That's, I don't know what, gallnuts.
Oak.
And Amogim is Kasisa. That's cast coral. Ikanami, Aronim, Armonim, Amogim, Aronim, Orei. Armonim, Dulvi. Amogim is Kasisa.
Coral, chestnut, and coral.
Very good. That's, you have different cedar trees. Ashikar. Zakta Mishnah. We'll do it quickly. No. Next. Before. Ramei, Mamat. No. Next. You're coining yourself a mansion. One julike. One malach. Yeah, defend. And the other way, you're kind of a prosecutor. Shuvah by Stoivim Ketris for the Apronis.
I'm literally over here.